USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a federal whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal is nowhere to be found.
I call him the fake whistleblower. He gave a fake report of my phone call. And when I did it, all of a sudden, when I released that call, all of a sudden, everybody disappeared. The whistleblower disappeared. Whatever happened to the second whistleblower?
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president says the name of the anonymous whistleblower should be revealed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with foreign leaders in Germany to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
So, here we are on this three-decade anniversary, celebrating a monumental victory for mankind's natural longing for freedom.
Pompeo also visited the new synagogue, the most important Jewish church in the capital of Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is a no-show for his deposition in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. His attorney sent a notice to lawmakers before Mulvaney was scheduled to testify, saying that he was acting on President Trump's orders and has absolute immunity. Consumer sentiment is up slightly month to month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward.
And Target is getting the jump on holiday sales with HoliDeals, a two-day Black Friday preview sale. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Much of the country is experiencing record cold temperatures, with even some parts of the upper Midwest getting 3 to 6 inches of snow this past week. Maybe you're thinking of planning a trip somewhere nice and warm. Well, Mark Elwood is with Condé Nast Traveler. He joined CBS this morning and has some tips for you on how you can get the most out of your frequent flyer miles.
I think you think about airline miles and you think you're always going to do it wrong.
Yeah.
They've structured that way. They've made it a real cat and mouse game.
Yes.
Yeah. I always say, in real simple terms, try and use airline miles for big trips, sort of bucket list trips.
Long-haul trips.
Save them up, long-haul trips. And I would delegate the booking to those experts. There are people who make frequent flyer miles their hobbies. You can pay someone, say, $200, and get them to book on your behalf. And they will work out the best value you can get.
How do you find these people?
Well, I would send you somewhere like Award Magic or Points Pros. You can, if you Google those, you'll
But why
find
do
them.
I want to pay if I already have free miles?
Yeah.
Why do I want to do that?
It does sound counterintuitive.
It's an investment in using the miles wisely.
Exactly, because I think you constantly worry you're not getting the best value.
Okay.
If you could get a 2-for-1 effectively on a business class flight to Asia, $200 as well.
If you have airline.
And finally, the black cat that famously darted onto the field in the middle of the Monday night football game this week is still on the loose. The cat stole the show during the Cowboys-Giants game at MetLife Stadium, but quickly disappeared, and the cat has not been seen since. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.